Issuance licensed by MasterCard International.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Chancellor says his lunchtime spending review is about investing in Britain's renewal. Rachel Rees will outline where money will be spent by the government over the next 3 years. Our political correspondent, Aggie Shonbury, says the government's focusing on a few key areas.
They want to talk about the £113 billion that they are going to spend on infrastructure projects. That's the money they've got from capital funding. But also the big winners of this will be the NHS, who are expected to get £30 billion, and also defence.
The Chancellor is also expected to announce a boost to social and affordable housing investment. Rachel Reeves is expected to confirm £39 billion for a new affordable homes programme over 10 years. Fireworks and other missiles have again been thrown at officers in a second night of disorder in County Antrim. Police have used water cannon against rioters in Ballymena. On Monday night, 15 officers were injured in violence after a protest over an alleged sexual assault in the town. The Trump administration is condemning the UK's decision to sanction two far-right Israeli government ministers. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says the US urges the reversal of the sanctions and stands shoulder to shoulder with Israel. And 3 days of national mournings getting underway for the victims of a mass shooting at a school in Austria. 10 people were shot dead at a secondary school by a former student who then shot himself in the city of Graz. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Early Wednesday, perfectly okay to yawn if you need to. Bill Overton here, our time for today's Hall of Fame. The most serene Sansar's coming up right after Handel.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
All of Sanson's three entries in the Classic FM Hall of Fame are inside the top 100. We count down the top 300 every Easter long weekend. They're the Swan from Carnival of the Animals. Catherine Stott on the piano, Yo-Yo Ma playing cello, the second highest of his entries. Before it handles Sarah Bond, we have the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra playing. That was the first classical music to be used in a Levi's commercial. The couple running through the walls, remember? I think Ant and Dec have copied it since, haven't they? They were running through the walls and then up the trees before they sort of jump into space. So there you go. Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral, coming out next. Perfect for today. 26 degrees being forecast later. Definitely weather for walking.
Thank you.
The second movement from Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, that was the National Symphony Orchestra performing under the baton of Gianandrea Nozeda. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM, our Hall of Fame Hour this morning, also following the weather hint. Johann Strauss, the Blue Danube Waltz, will kick off that Hall of Fame Hour. 9 o'clock this morning with Dan Walker. A little later, he has music from The Legend of Zelda on the school run this morning as well. And his dog walker of the day will be walking Sky the Staffy. Make sure you're listening before seven to find out what music they're going to be walking to. Dan Walker here for breakfast from 6:30. Morning to Ellie, who's got in touch, saying, "I'm busy celebrating a new day." We should remember to do that every day.
This is Classic FM.
Prelude from Paul Reed's The Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. We heard on clarinet Emma Johnson, accompanied by Skylar Kanga on harp. And before it, from the Tolga Kashif Queen Symphony, the third movement, Nicola Loud playing violin with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. Calvin's planning to go horse riding later. Weather's going to be good for it. Hello to Simon as well. Birthdays, June the 11th, if you're celebrating in your culture club, is Douglas Bostock, the conductor, 70 today. Hugh Laurie, the actor, turning 66. Peter Dinklage, you know from Game of Thrones, if you're a fan, 56 today. 57, actress Sophie Okonedo. And Frank Beard, always love to mention this, the drummer from ZZ Top, the only member of the band not to have a beard, 76. Many happy returns to them, and you as well. If you're celebrating, here's some Bach to start the day.
Thank you.
Forecast to be warm Wednesday, starting on exactly the right note. Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. That was the Capricorn Ensemble and the choir of New College, Oxford. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Music from a monster of a hit film franchise on the way before Lucy Cowd takes over from It Four. Before that, almost the last thing Ravel completed. Something to celebrate with Sibelius. That's next.
Classic FM.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Hey, Mum. So, you know we met Zara, my financial advisor? Yeah, from St. James's Place. Well, she drafted our plan, so you can get that bungalow near me. Oh, and Sam, that lovely carer we found, will drop in. And I can bring over my signature shepherd's pie. Hoi!
Big decisions call for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
for you if you've woken up a little bit earlier than you planned. You've beaten your alarm clock this morning. That would have sounded perfect. Ravel's Piano Concerto in G Major, the second movement. Simona Dinnerstein performing with the NDR Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra. And before it, the William Boughton recording with the English String Orchestra of the Andante Festivo by Sibelius. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. A few more minutes of me this morning. My One for the Road by John Williams. It's 50 years since his iconic score for Jaws that set the template for summer blockbuster suspense. It's almost 20 years later, he was at it again, scaring and delighting cinema goers. This time, it was a walk in the park.
Thank you.
Don't Be Scared. Thought that made me jump at the end. John Williams conducting the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra his Jurassic Park theme. Lucy Cowd is on the way next with a reminder how you can win tickets to see Ludovico Einaudi at the Royal Albert Hall, even at this late stage. Keep listening. I'm Bill Overton. Thank you for your company this morning. I'll catch you first thing tomorrow. Have a lovely, hopefully very warm day.
Classic FM.
Whether it's home-baked biscuits with your besties or a shop-bought scone in the summer sun, get together for an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Be a life-changer this summer and make a difference for people affected by breast cancer. Every penny you raise will help fund world-class research and life-changing support. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Wouldn't it be better if your insurance company rewarded you for renewing? At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means we reward loyalty. As a car, home, farming, or business customer, you get a saving on your renewal thanks to our mutual bonus. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Chancellor will set out her plans for how the government will use its cash during the spending review later. Rachel Reeves is expected to announce increases for schools, the NHS and defence over the next 3 years. It's understood the Chancellor's turned down the Home Secretary Yvette Cooper's demands for extra police funding. Nick Smart is from the Police Superintendents Association.
It's not just ourselves, it's the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, the Chief of the Police Councils, all the staff associations saying the same thing, that we really need to invest in the police service to deliver those priorities and keep the public safe.
The Mayor of Los Angeles has announced that a curfew will be in force overnight as officials attempt to stop the vandalism and stop the looting. Karen Bass says the restrictions will be in force in downtown areas of the city from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. local time and will likely be repeated in the coming days.
Clearly, after the violence that took place last night, 23 businesses looted, and just the extensive, widespread nature of the vandalism, we reached a tipping point and declared a state of emergency and called for the curfew.
Police have come under attack as violent disorder broke out for a second night in County Antrim. Multiple cars and properties have been set on fire in Ballymena, with rioters hurling petrol bombs, fireworks and masonry at officers. And England have suffered their first defeat under new manager Thomas Tuchel. They lost 3-1 to Senegal in a friendly in Nottingham. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from